World History, Chapter 34, Section 5, Central Asia Struggles. Setting the stage. For thousands of years, the different peoples of Central Asia suffered invasions and domination by powerful groups, such as the Mongols, Byzantines, Ottomans, and finally the communist rulers of the Soviet Union. While such occupation brought many changes to this region, its various ethnic groups worked to keep alive much of their culture. They also longed to create their nations of their own, a dream they realized in the early 1990s with the collapse of the Soviet Union. In the decades since then, however, these groups have come to know the challenges of building strong and stable independent nations. Freedom brings new challenges. In 1991, the Soviet Union collapsed, and the republics that it had conquered emerged as 15 independent nations. Among them were those that had made up the Soviet Empire's southern borders. Geographers often grouped these new nations into two geographic areas. Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Georgia make up the Trans-Caucasus republics. These three nations lie in the Caucasus Mountains, between the Black and Caspian Seas. East of the Caspian Sea and extending to the Tian Shan and Pamir Mountains lie the five nations known as the Central Asian Republics. They are Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, and Kyrgyzstan. Economic struggles. Since gaining independence, these nations have struggled economically and are today some of the poorest countries in the world. Much of the problem stems from their heavy reliance on the Soviet Union for economic help. As a result, they have had a difficult time standing on their own. Economic practices during the Soviet era have created additional problems. The Soviets, for example, converted much of the available farmland in the Central Asian republics to grow white gold, cotton. Dependence on a single crop has hurt the development of a balanced economy in these nations. Azerbaijan, which is located among the oil fields of the Caspian Sea, has the best chance to build a solid economy based on the income from oil and oil products. Meanwhile, Kazakhstan and Turkmenistan are working hard to tap their large reserves of oil and natural gas. Ethnic and religious strife. Fighting among various ethnic and religious groups has created another obstacle to stability for many of the newly independent countries of Central Asia. The region is home to a number of different peoples, including some with long histories of hostility toward each other. With their iron-fisted rule, the Soviets kept a lid on these hostilities and largely prevented any serious ethnic clashes. After the breakup of the Soviet Union, however, long simmering ethnic rivalries erupted into fighting. Some even became small regional wars. Such was the case in Azerbaijan. Within the mostly Muslim country lies Nagorno-Karabakh, a small region of mainly Armenian Christians. In the wake of the Soviet Union's collapse, the people of this area declared their independence. Azerbaijan had no intention of letting go of this land, and fighting quickly broke out. Neighboring Armenia rushed to aid the Armenian people in the district. The war raged from 1991 through 1994, and the two sides agreed to a ceasefire. The status of Nagorno-Karabakh remains unresolved. Afghanistan and the world. Just to the south of the Central Asian republics lie one of the region's most prominent nations. Afghanistan is a small nation with both mountains and desert terrain. It has one of the least developed countries in the world, as most of the inhabitants are farmers or herders. And yet, over the past several decades, this mostly Muslim nation has grabbed the world's attention with two high-profile wars, one against the Soviet Union and the other against the United States. Struggle for freedom. Afghanistan has endured a long history of struggle. During the 1800s, both Russia and Britain competed for control of its land. Russia wanted access to the Indian Ocean through Afghanistan, while Britain wanted to control the land in order to protect the northern borders of its Indian Empire. Britain fought three separate wars with the Afghanis before eventually leaving in 1919. That year, Afghanistan declared itself an independent nation and established a monarchy. The government implemented various reforms and tried to modernize the country. In 1964, the country devised a constitution that sought to establish a more democratic style of government. However, officials could not agree on a reform program, and most people showed little interest in the effort to transform the government. As a result, a democratic system failed to develop, pushing back the Soviets. Nonetheless, Afghanistan has grown stable enough to establish good relations with many Western European nations and to hold its own on the world stage. When the Cold War conflict between the United States and the Soviet Union broke out, Afghanistan chose to remain neutral. However, over the years, it received aid from both of the opposing superpowers. Situated so close to the Soviet Union, however, Afghanistan could not hold out against the force of communism forever. In 1973, military leaders overthrew the government. 5 years later, in 1978, a rival group with strong ties to the Soviet Union seized control of the country. Much of the population opposed the group and its strong association with communism. Many Afghanis felt that communist policies conflicted with the teachings of Islam. The opposition forces banded together to form a group known as the Mujahideen, or Holy Warriors. These rebels took up arms and fought fiercely against the Soviet-supported government. The rebellion soon prompted the Soviet Union to step in. In 1979 and 1980, Soviet troops rolled into Afghanistan to conquer the country and add it to their communist empire. With the Soviet's superior military force and advanced weaponry, the war had all the makings of a quick and lopsided affair. But the Afghan rebels used the land and guerrilla tactics to their advantage. In addition, the United States provided financial and military assistance. After nearly 10 years of bloody and fruitless fighting, the Soviet Union withdrew its troops. The Afghanis had taken on the world's communist superpower and won. Rise and fall of the Taliban. With the Soviets gone, various Afghan rebel groups began battling each other for the control of the country. A conservative Islamic group known as the Taliban emerged as the victor. By 1998, it controlled 90% of the country. Another rebel group, the Northern Alliance, held the northwest corner of the country. Observers initially viewed the Taliban as a positive force, as it brought order to the war-torn nation, rooted out corruption, and promoted the growth of business. However, the group followed an extreme interpretation of the Islamic law and applied it to nearly every aspect of Afghan society. Taliban leaders restricted women's lives by forbidding them to go to school or hold jobs. They banned everything from television and movies to modern music. Punishment for violating the rules included severe beatings, amputation, and even execution. Even more troubling to the world community was the Taliban's role in the growing problem of world terrorism, which you'll read more about in Chapter 36. Western leaders accused the Taliban of allowing terrorist groups to train in Afghanistan. The Taliban also provided refuge for terrorist leaders, including Osama bin Laden, whose Al-Qaeda force organization is thought to be responsible for the numerous attacks on the West, including the attacks on the World Trade Center in New York and the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. on September 11, 2001. In the wake of the September 11 attacks, the U.S. government demanded that the Taliban turn over bin Laden. After its leaders refused, the U.S. took military action. On October 2001, U.S. forces began bombing Taliban air defense airfields and command centers, as well as Al-Qaeda training camps. On the ground, the U.S. provided assistance to anti-Taliban forces such as the Northern Alliance. By December, the United States had driven the Taliban from power. Challenges ahead. With the Taliban defeated, Afghan officials selected a new government under the leadership of Hamid Karzai. His government faces the enormous task of building a country that has endured more than two decades of war. What's more, Afghanistan remains a country of roughly a dozen ethnic groups with distinct language and cultural patterns, all of which makes the job of creating a unified nation a difficult one. The challenge before Afghanistan, however, is neither unique nor new. As you will read in the next chapter, over the past 50 years, countries around the world have attempted to shed their old and often repressive forms of rule and implement a more democratic style of government.